wind would be blowing more.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It has been. Well, let me tell you.
Yesterday was horrible.
Yeah. Of course, out there at the Pantex plant, golly, the wind is always blowing like a banshee. There's not even bushes to slow it down. They're at the very northern tip of the Caprock. I actually live off the Caprock, just like I do here. What's the story? I have to climb up to get on the Caprock, then I get the umbrella, and then I go to Fritch, where the boat is beached. Call it beached. It makes it sound bad, you know. It's like it's all crooked, crazy. I always wonder what picture is in people's minds when I say I live on a boat.
They probably think of the, you know, in the movies when, like you've got Nail, and he broke up with his girlfriend and moved into his boat, which was really nicely appointed.
It had a bar.
And even his dad came and joined him because it was that big. That's probably what they think of.
No, there were two boats. His dad had his boat out there, too. That was where they were getting together, was on the dad's boat. He would come to his boat, too, and it was a nice boat. But his boat was smaller than his dad's.
Okay, but what I'm saying is,
yeah,
they think of that big boat.
Yeah.
Nicely appointed.
Oh.
You can even stand up in it.
No, no. This boat is so reflective of me.
Oh, my God.
That it's kind of,
you know,
sad.
I do not like your boat, but I do like you. Is that weird?
I'm grateful. It seems like everything I saddle you, LJ, just kind of causes problems, doesn't it? You don't like the cars that I tend to have that are more reflective of me.
All this patching.
Let me tell you, it's so bad going toward everything. Anyway, this is the princess and or the priest recording, don't you know?
I didn't know that.
It's a good thing that you didn't say anything to untoward.
Yeah.
As if Lisa has a tendency to. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I just saw this sign, and it said tired of the road, and it said it's the city of Albuquerque wanting to hire drivers. That makes more sense. I thought it was just one of the places like Mesa Lands or something that was trying to talk you into
you were
doing
supposed
stuff.
You need to contact Mesa Lands about your taxes. Oh, did you?
Yes. She mailed to me. So we're all good.
Emailed it?
No.
Because I haven't gotten any.
She mailed it in the mail. It'll show up like today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Or something. You know how it is. You put it in the mail. It takes a couple of days for it to actually kind of go. It wanders around Albuquerque for a day or so. And then they finally put it back to come bring it back here. They actually used to have some poor guy in the back that would actually sort it and take all the local stuff. But to be honest, I think local mail is so rare now.
I do local stuff quite often.
I remember back in the day, you could just put city.
Yes.
And it would get there. Now you can't do that because it doesn't stay in the city. They just shove it all in a big thing and ship it off to
Albuquerque. It's a good thing there's a zip code.
Yeah. But they don't necessarily. I remember people used to put city and then the zip code. And it's like, you don't even have to put the city. It's mostly just kind of a check. In case. Anyway. I'm surprised they haven't gotten to the point where they just say, we're going to give you, you know, those guys have the Zip Plus 4.
Yeah.
That only about a few people actually use.
Yeah.
I always thought they needed to put more numbers on it so that based just on the zip code you put on it, they could deliver it straight to your house.
Yeah. Well.
And two of them carry, they can.
Yeah, because we're not that big.
It's not hard, yeah. I think your Zip Plus 4 is almost personal. But, so we're going off to Albuquerque.
Yay!
The dates that Lisa and I have temple dates, which is kind of traditional, I think. In fact, I usually count as the first date we ever had was when we were both still on our missions. And we went to the Jordan River Temple. Back then,
the whole mission.
Yeah, yeah.
Went to the temple.
Anyway, and Lisa and I were together at the prayer service. Yeah, that was our first date. That was just a harbinger of things to come, I think. We didn't go to a movie after that. Although, our mission president was so enamored of the movie Hoosiers, you know, the basketball movie,
yeah,
that he actually let the missionaries go and see Hoosiers. I'm trying to remember if I actually did it or if I just said, oh, forget this.
Sister Jones talked him into letting us watch The Gods Must Be Crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, she was doing it because she felt like it was cultural.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
And he was kind of upset because, you know, some of the women didn't have tops on.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Trying to preserve, because I'm sorry, 18-year-old boys are not good stewards of hardly anything, to be honest. And so, it was 19 through 21
yeah.
year olds.
Yeah, at the time.
But we had a lot of older missionaries, too. Regardless, yeah. Behold. So.
There we go.
Wonder what makes that putting your
it was vibrating again.
Your eyeglasses. Yeah, I know they're vibrating. All of a sudden now they're not. It's like, what made the change?
But anyway.
So yeah, we are on our rather traditional date night. Date day. I hope it's not
because we just used to take just a few hours for our day nights. Now it's a whole entire day.
Yeah, so we have to figure out what movie we're gonna go see.
Oh, I thought you already did some research on that.
No, I have not.
Okay.
Sorry. You have to talk about some of the options that we've seen. We used to go to the movies more,
Yeah.
And since COVID, it seems like it's gone downhill a lot.
Yeah.
And so we haven't going as much as we once did. Of course, then again, we don't have to talk about the Barbie fiasco. We already got that recording.
Yeah. Let's not go there.
I was much more even-handed about that than Lisa was. Let me tell you. You gotta know something about Lisa G, I think. Which is that... Why is this thing
that? I can be very opinionated and passionate about my opinions.
Yeah. I wonder why it's not behavior. Yes, Lisa is... almost painfully opinionated. You just gotta know it. It is what it is. Okay. And now set up the hotspot. And we can do some research here. While we try to figure out what on earth we're gonna be doing. You gotta figure out where we're gonna eat too. Boy, let me tell you, we could spend an entire recording just talking about
our dietary
our dietary Hades. Let me tell you, garlic bread did me in. Garlic bread flipped the switch. Before one session with garlic bread, when I was out working there in Albuquerque, and I felt everything after that. Everything kind of made my feet go futzy. I used to give, I still do sometimes, I think.
Caution, slow down.
I still give gruff road ahead. Yeah, it's a little. Look, they're so big about not getting it fixed that they'll put up
signs.
100 signs to warn you about how bad the road is. And you're going, why don't you just fix the dang road instead of spend all the money.
Because they pocketed all of our taxes. They don't have money to fix the roads.
Oh, is that it? It even tells you that you're going to have to slow down. And it's like, what? What kind of crud is this? And I mean, these are permanent signs. These aren't like those temporary signs. It's crazy. I don't know where. I don't know what to do with it. It's nutty. Oh, no.
What?
I've got to remember what the key is. You know, I had to redo my little bitty Petey Week computer that I use when I'm on the road. And so it doesn't have all the little things remembered. Now I've got to remember what my password is.
Oops.
Darn it. It's kind of coming to me, but I just need to look at it for 8 months later.
Our memories aren't what they used to be.
Well, I got too many passwords. It's a bad thing, I think. All right, okay, well, Lisa, why don't you talk about your wonderful diet while I'm doing this, and then I can talk about mine.
Okay, so the diet that I follow, or at least try to follow, is a whole food, plant-based diet. Now, I don't follow it strictly, because occasionally I do eat some meat. So it's not completely plant-based, but I do not do gluten, I do not do dairy, and I've even cut my sugar, because those are all, and actually meat too, is an inflammatory, they're inflammatory, and it makes my knees hurt to the point where I can barely walk. But if I stay away from it, I'm okay. But I did have some meat last night. So,
but meat doesn't really cause the inflammation particularly, does it?
I don't know what's in it, but it does. I don't know. Maybe it's what they feed the cows, and it's come through that. I don't know. Anyway.
That's rough. It used to be meat was okay for you.
So, I think as long as I just eat a very little meat,
yeah.
Like, I've had meat twice this week.
Yeah.
And so I probably won't have meat today. Probably do like a salad and make potato wire. Or a salad, gluten-free pasta, depending on where we go. Or I'll just do popcorn, depending on where we go. What we're doing. I had cut out dairy because I thought it was like the lactose that was an issue, but it wasn't. It was the casein, which is the protein in the milk.
Right.
And so I would sneak in some cheese or some sour cream or some whipped cream, because I figure the sour cream, whipped cream, it's got more fat in it, you know. But no, they all have that casein. And it dawned on me when we were in Scotland, and I chose strawberry ice cream as my dessert one night. And it was a pretty big bowl of strawberry ice cream. It was delicious.
You paid.
Oh my gosh, I paid. I could hardly walk, and my knees, which are skinny little things, swelled up. And, oh, it was painful. And so I said, okay, I'm cutting out dairy to see if the inflammation will go down. And so I did. And pretty much the last part of our trip, it took almost a week, but the last day, like flying home, my knees finally started feeling normal. And so I go to restaurants and I tell them, you know, if I like Mexican because it's got a lot of gluten-free things. So
I don't know if she likes it as much as it's just the only thing she can tolerate.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, I can get corn tortillas instead of
flour
tortillas.
Yeah, it seems to go.
And
well.
I don't eat the sopapillas. And so yeah. And so I just tell them no cheese, no sour cream, and then I'm good.
Right.
But I have to be careful because sometimes they fry the sopapillas in the same oil that they fry the tortilla chips in, and the gluten is also an inflammatory for me.
Right.
So I have to be careful kind of there too. But and then I try to not have so much oil either. I think the only time I really get oil is if I go out to eat, because, you know, they cook in oil wherever you go.
That's true.
But, yeah.
She takes it from her avocado. I try to get my oil through guacamole.
So, I feel like the diet that I'm following is closer to the word of wisdom. I know that it says wheat is for man. man, and I'm sure wheat was back in the day when Joseph Smith got that revelation. Before man decided to go in there and, bioengineer it or whatever,
spray that stuff on it, where they say, "Oh, that doesn't get into anything," and you go, "Oh, please,
right. Check my bloodstream. It's full of it." Anyway, so yeah, I try to do the whole food, like what nature would give you, rather than processed foods.
Yeah.
And I'm even trying to cut back on like flours.
Even the non-gluten-y flours.
Yeah. I mean, I'll still, you know, I used to do flour every single day. And I've cut back on that too. Because it's, you know, once you start grinding it to this fine powder, it's processed.
Yeah.
Right?
That's your process.
So, but I mean, I know it comes from a whole grain and it doesn't have gluten.
Right.
So I don't feel too guilty about doing that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So anyway, whole food, the way nature hands it to you. Now, I mean, if I went crazy and did, like, the way nature hands it to you, I wouldn't even cook the food. But I'm sorry. I got to cook my food.
No.
So
there's Lisa. That's her
me.
Stuff. Well,
lots of veggies, sort of fruit. But, yeah, and whole grains. Gluten-free whole grains. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would get to mine, but we've got all these movies here.
Okay.
So what we've got is we've got Madam Web. Web.
Some
kind of superhero movie.
Yeah. No.
Bob Marley, One Love. Lisa Frankenstein. Argyle.
Argyle might be.
Which we've seen previews to and thought that was cool. The Chosen season 4, episodes 4 and 6.
But
is
I haven't
out
even
there.
Seen 1 through 1, 2, 3, or 5.
Well, can I be honest?
What?
I think you know the story.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, and then the Beekeeper's Radar. Waka, we've already seen. Migration, which is animated, PG. We've seen little ads for Migration, right? Where the guy says, "I know where to go, follow me," and he keeps getting hit by buses and cars and crap like that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, and then there's the new version of the Mean Girls. Oh, boy, that was just so much fun in the old days. Why are we doing it again? Here's another Chosen. Maybe it's got the other episodes. Maybe they've decided they just want the Chosen. They want to put together 2 episodes of The Chosen, make it into a movie, and flood the movie theaters with it. Because let's take a look. This is Chosen 1 and 2, episodes 1 and 2. They call it a documentary. I like that.
Well, it kind of
then there is all the remakes. There's Dune, the Dune remake.
Uh-huh.
There's another animated movie, Turning Red. Couple of bars, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, which I haven't heard much of.
They don't have boys in the boat.
Sorry?
The boys in the boat?
They do. It's coming up.
Oh, good.
The boys in the boat. It's a sport drama. Lisa loves sport dramas. I don't get it, but it's one of her things. She loves sport dramas. I get tired of them really fast.
You don't like horse movies either.
I'm not into horse movies. And other people are more into horses than Lisa is, but she's into horses. No.
I like Secretariat.
The horse movies are like the sports movies for her.
I could watch Secretariat over and over. I don't know what it is about it.
I don't know either, but I like Secretariat. Lisa kind of likes the underdog.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Well, you know, if you want to do it, I guess we can do it. This is called...
Or I could just wait till it comes out on DVD.
This is some Bollywood movie. Peppa's Cinema Party. 1 hour and 5 minutes. That's an origin drama oppression. Ugh. Oh, it's got some black person. So it's going to be about black oppression.
I don't like those movies.
Yeah. You get tired of the preachiness.
I know. I mean, granted, there are times when they definitely are being oppressed.
Yeah. Oh, no. One isn't saying that there's been historical oppression.
Yeah.
I think most of what they're saying is oppression now. Is way overblown.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my gosh. You guys get a hangnail and people start screaming oppression. And it's like, gracious sakes, fellas, come on. And then the whole talk about the whole reparations thing, which is basically, I don't want to have to work anymore. And I just want to have money without having to do anything to get it. And that's sad, except for, you know what? I think the American drug trade, you know, the illegal drug trade, I think if they did something like reparations for black people and stuff like that, I think it would really cause problems for the drug trade. A lot of them get into drug trade because it's pretty easy money.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what is desired. I think that's kind of where the universal basic income, I think, is kind of like that. And you go, oh, no, that's bad. Okay. It's going to destroy us all.
My thing is...
Yeah. Oh, wait.
You know, all the Southern people held slaves. Yeah. Trust me, after the Civil War, when those carpetbaggers came through,
they got whipped up on.
Yes.
It was horrible.
So, give me my reparation too, because my past descendants were plantation owners. Where's my reparation?
For you guys destroying our economy and making it so we were all a bunch of poor people now.
Yeah, because, trust me, after that, there was no plantation.
And if anybody has a Southern accent, well, they're not taken very seriously.
So, anyway.
But, yeah.
That's all I got to say. Granted, we weren't, you know, my descendants weren't put in chains, they weren't whipped. They didn't have to work out fields, but everything was taken from them.
Yeah. And it was northern punishment for secession. I've been watching some videos.
So.
And some lectures on this stuff. And you go, oh, well, you're getting it from the wrong people. And you go, well, it's there, you know. Everybody says that the Civil War was fought over slavery. That's not very honest. I mean, the whole free state, slavery state question was definitely the thing that caused it. But everybody comes back. Even this old Civil War guy, you know, the very last Civil War general that they recorded back in the 40s or something, he said it was all about states' rights. Says, we weren't, we were tired of being stomped on by the puritanical North. And you go, and guess what happened?
They got stomped on.
After all the slaves were free, what did the North do? Kept stomping on the South. How many years? Through the 60s. The 1960s. It was 100 years of, we're going to make sure that you guys' lives suck. I'm not saying that anybody's good. I'm not saying that the South was somehow pure in any fashion. Yeah. Is slavery bad? Yeah. Does it cause you to do bad things? Yeah. Do you have bad attitudes? Yeah. Does it cause all the Jim Crow crap? Yeah. Then you go, but yeah, so it's just, don't get weird about it. Anyway, I'm sorry. Boy, that brought that up, that whole origin thing.
Sorry.
Which I think is funny. I remember this other thing about saying, we need to give this land back to the Indians and, or the Native Americans. And they say, okay, which Indians get what? And you go, take this land, for instance, the one we're driving through right now. It used to be Apache territory, and then the Comanches drove out the Apaches, and they kind of ruled over this land before the white man. Well, I guess they're the white man. Most people think that the white men are Anglos, but here it was guys from Spain, so the Spaniards, until the Spaniards came and started taking, although they didn't do a very good job of taking them this area, they didn't really mess with this much. It was kind of their land, sort of, but not much. Anyway, and so the whole thing is, okay, well, we're going to give this back to the Indians. Which Indians do we give it to? This is, and trust me, the Apaches probably came through here and killed and burned out whoever was here before that.
Yeah.
Which one has this pure, wonderful claim that needs to be restored?
Yeah.
And boy, let me tell you, the other side, left-leaning social justice types get really angry when you bring that up. Because it does, it shoots holes in one of their very sacred cows. And they go, well, we need to give it back to somebody. And you go, to who? Well, we just need to abandon it. White people need to go away. And you're going, you know?
What?
And where, you know, says, so yeah, he says, life is conquering and taking over, one group taking over another's place, either pushing them out or killing them or enslaving them or whatever. It says, and nobody's pure and nobody's good, so don't get weird about it. You fight for the land that you have until it's not your land anymore. You know, and that's really the whole thing about the left's attitude about Palestine. We need to give it back to the Arabs. And you go, who said the Arabs have original claim? Who says that? You know, and then some people say, well, it's the Jews. They have original claim. And you go, who says that either? You know, there was one girl that was just given all kinds of crap because of the Bible story about the children of Israel coming and totally destroying I forget which group it was, the Ammonites or the Amalekites or somebody, killing. Oh, and they were going on their wives and their children. Isn't that horrible? It says, yeah, and all their cows and their everything. All their stuff, too. They weren't allowed to take spoils. They had to destroy it all. And it's like, oh, you're so horrible. And you go, excuse me, God said to do it. And you go, well, that's just some patriarchal God. You go, and you go, you know what? I said, you aren't going to win the day. I know you desperately want to show off how wonderful you are, and you want to do it by restoring some kind of beautiful balance and joy And you're going, and it was like I said in that essay, it just doesn't work. Give it up. We don't know anything from anybody. Are you a good person? And you're going, I'm sorry, a social justice warrior that starts screaming at you and hitting you and getting in your face and trying to make you feel horrible. I said, that's not nice. That's not good. And I thought you guys were supposed to be all about doing what's right. And they go, I guess it's not nice. He says, whatever. You go, you know, we're all about the war against depression. You go, you know what? Everybody oppresses everybody else. You go, until you decide personally that you don't want to be that kind of a person. But it doesn't come from somebody coming or learning the trade of getting into other people's faces and making them and their lives miserable. Sorry. As if it's some kind of make good, right? Well, we can't give the Indians back their land, so we're happy when the white patriarchy has a monetary depression. Yeah, bring it on. And you're going, you're sick. Good night. Aren't we making life better for everybody? Trying to. If anything else, you should be grateful for the Civil War and for the fact that black people after that were emancipated, although that's kind of a tricky statement, too. You've got to be careful about that because Abraham Lincoln wasn't doing anybody any particular favors. He didn't free the slaves in the North. The 14th Amendment, after he was dead, did it, because he probably wouldn't have supported the amendments that got passed after the war, which were punitive. Poor Donald Trump is getting lambasted over the 14th Amendment that was put into place strictly to make sure that anybody who was from the South would never be allowed to be in the government ever again. And it worked. That's why the United States crushed the South. It wasn't the war. It was the punitive amendments to the Constitution that followed, including this whole thing. If you rose up against the government, the United States government, like all those states did, you can never be a leader.
We've had other Southern presidents.
Not since.
Until
much later.
Much later.
When it couldn't be pinned on them directly.
Yeah.
The people who had been part of the South that had fought for their states.
What, Carter was from Georgia,
they
right?
Were, yes, but that's 1976. That's 100 years later. Solid 100 years later. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, thank goodness it's not those people and their descendants.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, Jimmy Carter would have never made it. Bill Clinton might not have made it. Mr. Arkansas. Anyway, I'm sorry. All right, more movies. Here's one, Lee.
What?
It's a cooking movie. The Taste of Things. PG-13. Romance drama. And they're cooking. So it's probably about chefs and terms like that.
Okay.
There's one called The Boy and the Heron. It looks like it might be animated. Fantasy adventure. The Monk and the Gun, which is about drama and oppression. Oh, this monk looks like he's Tibetan. I think we're starting to try to gin up Tibetan oppression again. It's been too long since 7 years in Tibet. It's time to start fighting for the lack of oppression for those guys. Or at least it sure looks that way. That's an R. Gloria Gaynor documentary. Casablanca is out there with Harry Met Sally. How to Train Your Dragon. Yeah, these are all.
Are they remakes? Or?
No. These are all just. These coming back out. The theaters have to fill screens. So they're bringing back movies from the past. Legally Blonde is back out. But Lisa, they're just desperate for content to throw out there to get people to go to theaters. I understand.
Yeah, but you can get it on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. It's really hard to talk people to go into theater. It really has to be something where I hope it's a big enough spectacle that it's worth it to watch it on a big screen. They all talk about it. Okay, anyway, that's kind of what you got going there, LJ. Do you want me to decide?
Sure.
Or do you want to decide? I usually just give in to whatever you want to do.
What do you want to watch?
I'll do Argyle.
Then we'll do Argyle.
Ah, there we go. I think that one.
Now you can talk. Wait, you got to figure out where it's at.
Yeah,
what
I know.
Time.
I'm working.
I got a frog in my throat. This
Froggies. Argyle. Man, it's today is February 9th.
Yes. Man, I can't believe a week of February is already coming on. Sam's birthday is Sunday, and I keep feeling like today is Saturday. Yeah, I know, but I already gave Kale this stuff.
Oh, we could see it in XD. I don't even know what that means.
Me either.
We have to pay more for it?
No.
Is it worth it? No. You don't think it's worth it? You're going to the movie theater?
What the heck is XD?
I think that's kind of like, you know,
like
the old
3D?
IMAX thing? I hope. Or there's D-Box. I don't know what D-Box is.
Me either.
Anyway, it's playing all over the place. We've got our pick, and there's several places. Wow. This looks like it's on two or three screens. It's everywhere. I don't know which place to go to.
Well, you got to figure out time.
Oh. There's 1, 2:30, 3:40, 1:15, 2. 2:40, 3:50, 3:30, 4. 4 again.
Oh my gosh.
2:20 in El Rancho. That's Icon Cinema on San Mateo. That's down by like Golden Corral and the Chinese buffet I used to go to. It's down not too far from the temple.
Wow, gas is cheaper here.
And there's an Olive Garden real close by. Oh yeah, every place is cheap. Although it's gone up in Texas a bit. It's up in the 260s now. So you're not getting it a lot cheaper. Yeah, why don't we do that? The Icon Cinemas at San Mateo. Oh, those aren't terribly comfortable, are they? That was where we went to go see What's Its Fuzzies.
Wow.
You know, the one about child trafficking.
Oh, okay.
But that theater, you can have as much popcorn as you can stand. That doesn't help me. Oh, which brings back the whole thing about
your
my problems. Although I'm trying to think, I think it's popcorn a little bit. Anyway, okay. We can go to the Icon Cinema at San Mateo. At 2 o'clock, which wouldn't give us any time to go find anything to eat.
Unless we just ate popcorn.
I'll eat some popcorn with you and take the consequences.
Are you sure?
I don't know. It's never a good idea. We'll see. I have to have protein right after. Anyway, it's at 2 o'clock. We should be able to get there. We'll get there a little early. Might be able to get something before that. Or 4:15. Yeah, everything is other parts of town. Unless you want to go to some place with, like, nice. I don't know. Lots of different different opportunities. I think we have our pick. All right, so that being said, we've got lots of different places to go to.
Okay.
If you guys ever wanted to know, those of you listening, that which movie theater go to in Albuquerque, and it's kind of a toss-up. It's hard to say.
Gas is 10 cents cheaper here in
Santa Rosa. I wonder how much cheaper because you're in Albuquerque. That's good. Okay, well, I'm going to put this aside.
It's 10 cents more expensive in Clovis and Portales.
Okay. Well, my thing, like I was talking about, this it seemed to have gotten horribly triggered by garlic bread.
Garlic bread.
Garlic bread. I didn't seem to have any problems with food particularly until this one time, and I got a really I went to, was it Smith's? One of the Smiths in Albuquerque, and they had a little place back in the back, which was their day-old bread thing, and they had this really kind of 2-foot-long garlic bread, and I love garlic bread. Of course, it wasn't cooked, it wasn't baked, it wasn't anything like that. It was just bread with garlic butter all over it, and I ate that thing, and I mean, I think I ate it in about half an hour.
It was white bread.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was white bread. Whiter than white, man. Whiter than Donald
processed.
Trump was
very
white.
Processed.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a scary process. Anyway. And after that, oh my gosh. My poor feet. You know how you get the neuropathy thing, the pins and needles.
Uh-huh.
And
numbness? Just pins and needles?
I have a little patch on my heel that does not feel anymore. And you're going, yep, I did some damage. And let me tell you, ever since then, I've been getting, it's been hard. It's been harder and harder and harder. So, you guys know me, I avoid all doctors like the plague. I really don't want to know their opinion, and I don't really want to know. And they go, yeah, you're burying your head in the sand. As soon as they say that, I go, you're not getting any more of my money in the, you little vixen, or whatever. What's a male deer? Although almost every doctor I talk to anymore are girls, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's got to be a little bit snotty. I don't have anything like that.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you already know that I avoid doctors. So I said, oh, you know what? This is probably the diabetes finally hitting the fan. It's not surprising. It's about that time of life. So I researched a bit. You know, and you're always trying to keep your blood sugar down. But you don't want to not eat, because if you don't eat, all that stuff gets crazy. Right? Oh, Lisa's kind of... She doesn't readily agree. Okay. Anyway. So you can't just eat nothing. Or eat very... Eat the stuff you like eating, but not very much. You know, they always say, oh, you got to take your blood, you got to get your thing. And I'd watch, you know, trying to take care of things via YouTube videos is always dangerous, because there's always people who are wanting to encourage cults. And I'm always a little leery of the cults. regardless, I did a lot of research, and almost everybody says, well, you can repair this stuff. And they give, there's all kind of cultish ways you're supposed to be able to repair this, which I don't know. I'm kind of neat on it. Anyway, I decided to go with, it isn't really high fat, but it's definitely low carb. And you've got to replace the carb that you're not getting with something. So it ends up being kind of fats
and protein,
right? Because there isn't much else left. Those are the basic three things, right? If you're trying to cut out one, you have to do something. You have to get the other two. Well, you don't have to fill up. Anyway, I did some research on low carb vegetables. Fruits are just out for just, that's all they are, is basically sugar.
But with they contain fiber, a lot of
with fiber.
Fiber,
yes. No, fiber's fine. But your body doesn't really do much with it, particularly once told. I guess I can do some with some, but others it can't. It helps keeps you regular. So I haven't sworn off all this stuff, Pete's, but I'm trying hard to get things that are low carb. So like this last week, it was broccoli and cauliflower, which are both really low carb. I don't know if those sweet peppers, they aren't bad, but they're a little tricky. Olives. Olive oil is really good, of course. And I say, well, why not just take olives straight? Let the body do the squeezing to get whatever oil you want to get out of, or whatever. Juice, the squeezings. Pork rinds are really low carb. Although, yeah, I don't know. I'll kind of go on a pork rind binge, and then I kind of regret it here a little bit. I don't know why exactly. And of course, where Lisa goes for Mexican, because Mexicans...
Gluten-free.
It's really gluten-free and tends to be sugar-free. And if you don't get the cheese on things, then...
it's dairy.
It's pretty dairy-free, too. Mine, it's a carb nightmare. So when we go out to eat with Lee, I usually have to kind of eat off of the a la carte menu that isn't the Mexican side of it. Most Mexican places, especially if they're kind of local, as opposed to a chain.
We'll do, like, hamburgers.
Yeah, those guys tend to have a little bit of everything. But, you know, I don't do hamburgers much because I can't really eat them on. It's like, I don't know what this is. Last time I had hamburger steak and a baked potato, and that was really good. And it didn't cost very much. In fact, Lisa's cost more than mine did. But I kind of helped her, so there was that. So
I don't know. Fajitas.
Yeah. So I had some of Lisa's fajita meat too. And snuck some of her peppers because her peppers were good too. Fajitas are great, but I don't need the beans. I don't need the rice. Do they give you a taco?
No. It's just fajitas with the beans and the rice.
Yeah, the taco would have been okay for me. Anyway. So, yeah, you know, okay, I'll give you a, for instance. I am a sucker for a buffet.
Yeah, you are. I like buffets because you can get a large variety, but I can't eat very much.
Yeah, I know. Lately, it's almost, you can't hardly eat anything that's there. Have a salad, and you go, well, I can have a lot of salad. You go, yeah, I guess. Poor Lisa has to eat like a rabbit, which really is at cross purposes with losing weight. It tends to just pack on the pounds, which everybody
Why
says.
Why do you say that?
Huh?
I think it depends on the dressing you put on.
No. It's your own experience. I think people have to eat a whole lot more of that stuff just to feel decent.
Hungry. That's why you're supposed to eat a starch with it.
Well, yeah, for you, that's fine. It's not good for me at all. You know, it triggers crap for me, so I have to
avoid
that.
You think this guy is going to let me go around?
No, I think he's on purpose planting himself right there so you can't pass it.
Come on, bro.
Which I find snotty. And that was exactly what he was kind of doing. You saw you and decided to move over. That was better. Get their butt over. They're transporting a double wide down the road. I hear that such things as double wide trailers and stuff
There's
like that.
There's the other half up there.
Yeah. Are starting to get really popular again because people can't afford
a house.
A house. Yeah. The traditional sorts of houses cost me too much gaming. So, yeah, I can't say that I'm going paleo or carnivore particularly. Although, so, okay, I was talking about buffets. There's Lynn's Super Buffet, which is Chinese. Chinese is a little tricky for me because it's kind of carby, a lot of it. They do have one thing that makes me, that brings me back, although I haven't been there in about a month, is
salmon.
Yeah, gotta get my salmon, man. Which Lisa can't stand. She hates all seafood. And can't stand the smell, can't stand the texture, can't stand anything about it. Never has been able to. And that's usually the only reason why I go there. I used to go there because they had cottage cheese, too, which is one of my go-to foods to keep me going, is cottage cheese. You know, people do it for, like, weight loss. I don't give a flip about weight loss. Although, am I losing? I don't know if I'm losing weight. What I'm doing is I'm getting thinner slowly. It's starting to slow down a little bit. It was getting crazy there for a little bit, but it's slowing down. Anyway. But then I went to Golden Corral because Golden Corral has several good meat items. You know, those guys do the steak like the last time I went there, which was just, oh my gosh, it was yesterday. It was Wednesday night. I went there, and I got the steak. I actually got two pieces of steak. You have to go and get one, then you got to go back later when somebody else is there, because I think they monitor you. And I got two different guys, so I got two pieces of steak. And I got some pork rib with all the gristly stuff on it. That's important. You want to get that? You got to keep your collagen up. I'm trying to make sure that I've got good joints. So let me tell you, it's been much easier for me to get up off of, like, couches and chairs and stuff. It's not a problem like it was, like, this time last year, where it's like, oh, you know, you always make that noise when you're getting up, like, I don't do that as much. And it's like, well, this is cool. Let's see. So I got some of that. Of course, they had the cottage cheese. And the
You know what I discovered?
And egg sprinkled on top. You know, they just chop up the egg into little bitty pieces. I'm sorry, Lisa, go ahead.
If I eat enough carbs,
yeah.
I don't crave sugar.
But that's hilarious because that's what the body basically breaks it down.
It breaks it down, but I'm not eating that refined processed sugar.
That's good. You know, I have never had the sugar.
No, yours has been the salt.
Yeah. I have like never been a sweet person. I have always been more of a savory sort, so it works okay for me. You know, I'm not tempted by sweet things, so it isn't a big problem for me. And I didn't have any baked potato on that one, but I did before, and baked potato works okay. But you have to get a baked potato. You need to have with all the skins and all the stuff and all the as much fiber as you can get out of it. You need to get out of it. So, yeah. Oh, you know, the mashed potatoes, that's okay, but better with the skin on. Anyway, and let me see. What other kind of meat did I have? See, pre-COVID.
Yeah, liver.
Oh, that's right. That is the good thing about, like, a Golden Corral buffet. They always have some liver. And so I go and I get liver. Not to the, you know, I have to eat something else with it. Just because it doesn't taste very good.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I don't have to take iron pills or anything else.
Don't.
You don't have to worry about it because it's right there where you need it. Summer sausage is really low carb as opposed to smoked sausages. And I know the actual names aren't that meaningful, except that smoked sausages, to try to save money on them, they tend to put a lot of filler in them.
Yeah.
And they're real carby, or they're more carby than the old summer sausages that come out in those sticks about yay long, about 2 feet long. The only problem is, the other great part is because I pretty much live out of my car and the boat.
Yeah, how's your little homemade cooler work?
Oh, it's working great. It's working great. Yeah, I actually took the front passenger seat out of my little Mitsubishi
garage,
which is fine because Lisa doesn't. Want to get in that car at all, so it's not a big deal. I used to keep that open because if we were trying to save money, we'd take that car for long-distance trips. But now we've got Lisa's car gets pretty decent gas mileage. Not as good as mine, but a whole lot better than Bob, the Jeep Patriot, which should have gotten good gas mileage, but didn't.
Yeah.
Good sucky gas mileage. Anyway, so yeah, there you go, liver. And I go to different, you know, there is another buffet in town that's kind of local. It's called the Route 66 Buffet. But I think for the price, it's kind of expensive for what they offer. Now, most of Golden Corral is a carb nightmare, you know. Macaroni and cheese, yada, yada, yada. It's just horrible. Oh, and usually I try to get some pot roast. And I can have the potatoes that come with that, too. It goes okay. It has, yeah. So I'm not staying away from carbs. It's all determined by how my feet feel. You know, the tingly stuff. If I eat something that makes me tingly, I tend to stay away from it. Like right now, last time I got a big bag of popcorn, but it gave me the tinglies. So
you gave it to Matt.
I gave the rest of it to Matt. And I need to give Matt my little my little container of peanuts. I tend to go with the diabetic menu ideas. The problem is, the diabetics are so weird about saying, oh no, you can eat anything, you just have to check your blood sugar a lot, and you have to really wait until things get low so that you can do something that you really like, then you can have the pie, and then you just have to kind of lay off because your blood sugar is going to go too high, and it's like, oh, good night, I don't want to mess with this, I don't want to think about it. And have to sit there and be so, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude to diabetics, anal, about their blood sugar levels, the point they're checking it all the time. And you're going, I just didn't want that kind of a life. I still don't. So I just tend to go really low carb. And I let the Tinglys be my guide, so Matt's probably going to end up getting my peanuts too. Lucky dog. He likes peanut butter, so it's good. It's probably good for him because the peanut butter is loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
And the peanuts aren't. You know, it's less processed. Ah, there you go. Yep. But yeah, I can only have a few peanuts without it starting to cause me weird problems. So I might have to just kind of either swear it off or just do not much at all. Very little at a time. So I found a few things that really help. Summer sausage, I do fine on. Although Lisa always tells me, you're going to get sick and die from all this stuff you're eating. And they go, you know what? This is
strong.
Most of that stuff is kind of folky. And it's stuff that, you know, I've done some research on this, and Everything that doctors tell you about diet is either weird or upside down, and they're totally confused when you do exactly what they don't tell you to do, and you're doing better, and it really upsets them. And it's like, so yeah, I just said, oh, I don't want to upset you, so I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm not a big fan of doctors' lifestyle. You know, it isn't that they're lifestyle coaches. That might not be so bad. They're actually lifestyle dictators. And society has given them the ability to do this and to really beat you around and almost force you in a sociological way to keep coming, to keep paying, and they get to poke around about your life. Poor Lisa's back with her, we're not going to say the name, her physician's assistant, and I don't want to give the physician's assistant a hard time because Becca's a physician's assistant. But this is probably why I could never be a health person again. I was a nutritionist way back in the very beginning. At least they called me one. I didn't think I was one. I had an attitude that people really didn't. Well, you know what? The clients liked it. And I didn't get a lot of hit back from it. But I didn't run the party line, which that's like evil, right? The ultimate evil is to not give out the right advice. Ask any doctor or psychiatrist, psychologist, look at poor Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson is being destroyed, trying to be destroyed by the psychological profession. They want him dead. Why? Because he doesn't toe the proper politically correct line that he's supposed to. And they even call it re-education. And you're going, You know, that's what the communists did to people that they didn't like.
They didn't agree with
them. You guys need to get better terms that doesn't make you look like evil. And you go, I'm sorry. No, you just are evil. You don't care. You think you could get away with it. And you go, apparently they do. They're keeping all the psychologists in line. COVID was a real study in the powers that be co-opting doctors. Independent doctors who are thinking about it often would do things that the American Medical Association or whatever other regulatory bodies exist in every state to control what doctors are allowed to do and check up on them and look at all their records and make sure they'd be good little boys and girls. And this whole COVID thing exposed that system for just being horrible. And so, yeah, this is a nice stay away from medicine in general. And, yeah. So, I don't really want to hear what they've got to say. If I don't feel good, I'll find ways to make myself feel better, to help feel better. And that's how my diet's kind of gone. So, I'm kind of paleo, but not. Although I've been eating far more meat than I used to, because I used to just do what Lisa was doing. But Lisa's problems have so much diverged from my problems that we can't stick together. So, anyway.
Because I can't digest all that protein.
Yeah. She has to take some enzymes these days to help try to break some things down. But, you don't be sitting there popping pills all the time. Anyway, so, I was just pushing that car. Let's worry there for a minute. Okay. You know what? I don't have much else to talk about. So I guess we're going to go to Argyle. We really haven't talked about where we're going to go eat later, but obviously we're talking about that we have to find some place that works for both of us.
Yeah.
And often that ends up being something like a buffet.
Or a steakhouse.
Or a steakhouse. Lisa does okay with steakhouses as long as she can get the things. Or Mexican food.
Yeah.
And I'll just figure something out. Which it usually works okay. So we'll just figure that out when the moment arrives. One of our go-tos used to be the Olive Garden. Used to love the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Matt still does. But it's gotten to the point to where it's harder and harder.
I can only eat one dish at the Olive Garden.
Yeah, and it's like, what's the point of that?
Because there's just one gluten-free noodle.
Yeah. And Lisa doesn't like most of the buffets because, I'm sorry, it is a lower grade of food.
And you can't tell if they've got gluten in it or not.
Oh, it's like those guys have huge gluten salt shakers in the back.
Yeah.
And they just pour it on everything. Yeah. So, yeah, Lisa can't hardly do those things because of all the extra stuff they add. Try to give flavor. Gluten is flavor. Gluten is joy.
It is. Unfortunately, I don't have joy anymore.
Yeah. And it's a pain in the butt. And I really didn't like having to eat the gluten-free diet alongside of Lisa.
I found a recipe that's gluten-free to make bread. It's got tapioca, starch, and... No, potato starch and tapioca flour.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make it and see how it turns out. Maybe
right. Even
make it.
It's going to be nothing for me.
Yeah.
I used to love bread. I can't even
maybe make it. Pizza dough or something with it. And make a pizza. Yeah. A veggie pizza.
I actually do pretty good with the cauliflower. pizza crust.
Yeah.
Because it's cauliflower.
Yeah.
It works for me, too.
Yeah.
Where Lisa's ultra-processed gobbledygook got this cheese substitute, which is...
I get regular cheese for you guys.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. But when Lisa cooks something that she intends to eat, too, she'll put in different things. Or she'll put... She'll, like, make a quarter of it without the stuff that she can't seem to
handle. Or, like, if I'm supposed to add cheese to it,
yeah,
I'll not add the cheese, and then I'll...
Add the cheese maker.
You can add the cheese at the table,
right,
and I can add the most.
Okay. Yeah, because somebody came up with some kind of plant cheese.
It's made out of cashew.
Oh, and I'm sorry. It is the most doctored up processed sludge that's ever existed. But
it's as close to cheese as you're going to be able to get.
Yeah.
Because I've tried making the cheese sauce, and it's just... Yeah, I much prefer the... And I find that I don't use as much either.
Right.
As much cheese.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I'm guessing that we should probably let this go, I think. I can't think of how interesting this would be to anybody.
Oh, I'm sure it's really boring.
Yeah. And this is, you know, when people say, Lisa, you and Lisa spend so much time apart. And you go, yeah, that's true. It says, but you know what? It actually works. It works for us. Which is sad, but what else can you do? Lisa and I have always been extremely different people. And so we have extremely different problems. But yet we're both having problems now. So, and we're having to go in different directions with them. And it's hard for us to meet in the middle.
Yours is more expensive than mine.
That's,
I know you don't know if you agree with that.
That's why I go to the buffets, because honestly, it's cheaper than going and saying, okay, I'm going to get steak and it's all a cart. That costs $30. Where my buffet only costs $17. And you go, you know, I don't mind that it's not the best stuff, because, you know, they go, it's got a lot of fat on it. It's got a lot of this and a lot of that. You go, that's actually kind of what I want. Anyway, so, okay, we're going to let this go. It's been fun. Say bye, Lee.
Bye.
And talk to you later. Bye-bye. Come on, baby. What's it happen?